This is the pension application filed by Cuffwell's widow, Phyllis Tatton, archived in the Revolutionary War Pension and Bounty Land Warrant Application Files, 1800 to 1900.
I, Phyllis Tatton, of Lebanon County of New London, State of Connecticut, aged 92 years, depose and say an oath that I am and have been for more than 45 years last past the widow of Anthony Tatton, deceased previous to my marriage with whom I was widow of Cuff Wells alias Cuff Saunders, commonly called Dr. Cuff, who died at said Lebanon, December 1788, of the influenza, that my said husband, Doc Cuff, was a slave to Isaiah Wells of Colchester, and in order to attain his freedom, enlisted into Army of the United States for during the war, that we had been acquainted with each other for some time before he enlisted and joined the Army, was in the habit of coming home occasionally in furlough, and always called to see me. But we could not obtain the consent of my old mistress, Mrs. Elizabeth Hinckley, to our marriage until April 1783. I then got Mr. John Shapley, who had been a clerk to my master Hinckley in his lifetime, to write to Cuff, who was then serving as a waiter to the surgeon at the Hospital of the United States at Danbury, and inform him that my mistress had given her consent for us to marry, and request him to get furlough for a short time and come home, which he did, and we were joined in marriage the first week in May 1783 by the Reverend Mr. Hones, that my said husband, Doc Cuff, then after went back to Danbury and remained in military service of the United States until late in the fall after, to wit, 1783, that he returned home with a soldier note, as he called it, for some $100 or £30, which he said he received for serving faithfully during the war. With this note, he purchased 3 acres of land of Jonathan Webster in said Lebanon, on which he built a small house the year after he left the army, into which we moved and there lived together until his death in December 1788. There is one circumstance which took place which I well remember. Before my husband let Mr. Webster have his soldier note, the late General Henry Champion called on him to buy it, but as he would not offer trifle for it, Cuff told him in my hearing that he should not have it, and afterwards he let Mr. Webster have it for the land as above stated. That I was married to Anthony Tatton in January 1791 by the late Peter Thomas Esquire. Anthony died a few years after our marriage, that I have remained ever since his death, and still am a widow wholly destitute of property, and dependent on my only child now living for my support, and have been dependent for more than 20 years last past, that the late Prince Saunders, who died at Haiti in February 1839, and was Attorney General of the island at the time of his death, was a son of mine by my first husband, the said Cuff Saunders, from whom I expected to receive some assistance, but find I am not likely to obtain anything from that quarter. Sworn and subscribed this 28th day of November, A.D. 1840.
Signed with the mark of Phyllis Tatton. The application was attested to by Frederick Morgan, Justice of the Peace. New London's County, Sillisette, which is Latin for namely or in particular, Lebanon, November 28, 1840. Personally appeared the above-named Phyllis Tatton, known to the subscriber as a person of good character, for truth and veracity, who, after being duly cautioned and closely examined, and having exhibited evidence of uncommon intelligence and remarkable tenacity in memory, made solemn oath to the truth of the foregoing statement of the facts by her subscribed.